an important series of statements which are sort of a chazara for us. Let's read together. What's Mem Aleph stand for? Mogen Avraham. The Machzor Sichos is a super commentary on the Mogen Avraham. So he said, look at Tosafot Shabbos Mem Beis and Tosafot Pesachim Daf Mem. Why do you mention both? Shem is Arvin. He said, Miss Arvin, the Mogen Avraham said. The Gam Kevon Shatzon and Merubin. We discussed the standard-based method. The two factors. One, that the liquid mix. And two, that it's cold is more than the hot. Okay, mashma loshen nakshkotz v'tok tzonenin. Loshen v'tok mashma shehein merubin. Who said so? Tosas and Shabbos. He goes to the whole sugi. I'm not going to read the whole sugi again. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Hikshu v'toysvis. It's a good chazor. Chod odim kein tikshi l'man diyomar ilo gover. Old. Togava, what happened of Kadei Klipa? What do they answer? Quote, Tom, Chamelotom Tzon, the Masha Tzon, and Shlamatam Merubin. You put a little into the lot, and therefore it's not, doesn't cook, right? Because why? Fisher Miss Arvin, Bitson, and Merubin, and Mavatl Mispatal Chami Musa. We understood this from the Chazon Ish, and it means the sum total is less than the Yatzel Letisbo. Suppose Tzon and Tzon Chamin, that the pot is more, and the majority. Small amount of cold is bottled, the bigger hot, and it's more than the outside lettuce, and it's tolls and shops. Two things, tart, one, sawn in the merubin, two, misarm, as the Melbourne says. And you need both svaris. Look at this, it's a very close analysis of why you need both svaris. Kedeli ashen, shnei kushas, yikshul, apirish rashi. They have two kashas. The bezel, it's a little bit complex, just hang in. The bezel, uchud, whole Miss Arvme Miss Bashan. What's wrong with that svar? That itself is a great svar. Gets mixed in, doesn't cook. Fafilu hachit sonel l'sochcham osur afal pishn Miss Arvim demikol makom tatoi gavar dat lechamatok tzonein sheinu Miss Bash mevash aluk de klipa mani svaras Miss Arvim lo mevash klade taruvis avul sonel l'sochcham kevan shem mevash alakol bishul gomer. And that's what Tosafot says in Pesach on the Hedya, as you'll say soon. That's a great svara. Only one problem with that svara. Dakati tikshi kushi rishona tikshi meochal l'man davei lo gova. Oh, to get out of that kashi lo gova, they threw in something else. Kama svara shnia tatachtonim heim merubim. What mean tachtonim heim merubim? The bottom line, it's going to cool down because it's more cold than hot. Fine. So that svara won't be enough. Nope. The svaras are greater losagi. Why? Kevin the katana the toch litoch mashu da tachtonim merubim im kain kai gavla the echad meruba bichavero lo azlina and bus. Look what he's saying over here. Lo azlina and bus of ylo tatoi vazlina and otu also dabashu rov. Oh, who does he sound like so far? Great! Oh, I was so excited when I saw this till my he burst my balloon. The next two words, ze eino. We're going great. Ze eino. Why ze eino? Yeah.
According to his understanding, that you don't really need the two svaras according to Tatagavar, so is only one of them lemaisa according to Tatagavar?
No, he's saying over here that they're two separate svaras. One is when it's misarvim, there's no bishul, and two is tzonin and merubin, no bishul, right?
You only need tzonin and merubin according to Yilag Gavar.
Slow. Yes, that's what he's saying. Oh, but hold on, Zeino. We'll come back to him. To the psachim I involve. Look at his kasha. Yes, not the Megillah Sefer's kasha. He has his own kasha along the same lines. The Maisi Tanya Kavah say the Shmuel the Tatoi Gavar. Katani tzonin l'toch chamin osur v'chamin tov tzonin meidiach u'masik b'kol makom adem meikah l'vash l'kadei klipa u'magiyash tzoch lo machamin tov tzonin kolev. Look! Hare de katani toch! He makes a big deal out of one word. Toch. You know why he makes a big deal? Because toch made a big deal. Toch said toch means the smaller into the bigger. D'mash v'shat tonin merubin. Oh, the third kasha against the Aruch HaShulchan. I thought, frankly, the simple answer to this question was, smaller into greater applies when both are liquids. When both are liquids, Tosa says that you normally put the smaller amount into the larger amount. But over here, in the Sugya in Pesachim, one is a solid. If one is a solid, one is a liquid, the word Tov proves nothing. We didn't like the whole word Tov to begin with, as we said yesterday. But once the word Tov is there, that connotation, that small into large, does not exist, that they're both liquids. I don't think this kasha is that troublesome. Plus, the answer we gave yesterday to the Megillah Sefer's kasha can answer this kasha too. L'chaim, hutzruchu atosfis, gam l'svaras shemis'ar v'mavatam chamimusa, yeah, u'mazeh asi shapir, t'edeh atarovis ozolei din ilo tato gova, v'ashta tai v'mashu v'ruba, sonu no chamim, we pass in Tatogova. He loves Svaras Shemis Arvin, Hoya Royal Lesser, Afilu Chamin, the Tokzon. And you know why? Ademekele, Mivashal, could they clip up? Should have been also they clip up. So Tosad said, Miss Arvin, the Fize, Gambitzon, the Tokhamin, Lishteri, hey, hey, why can you put in cold into hot? So Rav is the log over. I feel like a Tony Chaman to talk to the mother. I call it Sirach Lova. The issue is Arvim. Ozel Lake Dini log over. Who are they in the Shmuel? Ozel Kai Gavad in Tatog over. Whoa! The same way that it's Miss Arvim knocks out the log according to Rav. She's not going to talk according to Shmuel. To make a taste of the Chadish plucked up in Rav and Shmuel. I call it Sirach Lova. It's only Tony Chaman also. You know why? Shem Da Tach Don Hei Merubim. That's why it's us, sir. Otherwise, we would. This is Shita as Tarsus and Masechta Shabbos. Omna. Hatur. This is pretty long, this Machzor Shekel. Hatur, Shekosa, Matam, the Tatogova. The Gamalo Kosa of Kemen Shemayim Kamen Merubin. Ella Svaras and Sarvim Levad. Sarach Lomar, the Sphere Lake, Mashakosa, Tosus, Psoch and Daf Memem Beis. What they say over there. Even the Lamandama, Tatogova. Mavashika de Klipa. What they say? I Perakira the Shari Chamatov Tzonein. What happened to Kade Klipa? Kaman Shane and Mavashal El Kade Klipa. Hol Vatzon and Shalamata Mayim Shudavim is Arev. And a Yochol is Bashal Machmatstina Samayim. Abadam Shane and Misarev. Lo. Hurry the low cost who came as far as Misarvin. Lo Iski Yushatakton and Rubin. Look at that. Look at that. Because of the Ashadim came. And they said, "Dafka came and shame the vashel came to the klipa." Abul Tzonut Olcham came and the vashel kulo. Lo mani mashin misarev. Oh, meridik. I Rav. Tosas and Pesachim wasn't care about Rav. Didn't even mention Rav. We passing like Shmuel. I how can Rav be against the brisa? We pulling up brisa to Shabbos. My teretz. Shas and Pesachim says. Tanakh Avosir Daman Dama Tatog Omer. And there's a Bryce to come and say, what's the difference? One Bryce, two Bryces, three Bryces. Three Bryces and you're out. There's no such thing as, it's not based, not the world, I know it's the World Series going on, no? Emmis? No, but we don't have this before the World Series. There's no such thing as three Bryces and you're out. There's two Bryces against Rav or three Bryces against Rav. That was my tarot. Baruch Shem Kivanti to the Machzor Shem. Hatozot Pesachim, lo bo'ol Yashiv Bryce the Shabbos, Ki Daman Dama Tatog Omer. Give the comment, come and say, Meiridik. Very, this is the tour. Therefore, we say this is Baal Dikasvar. This is what the Chiddush of the Machzor Shekel is. To make a long story, not so short, but a little shorter than he said. I wanted to show you this inside. Thank you so much for getting it to me, Binyamin. Very, very helpful. Okay, this is the opening part of today's Shir, is this Machzor Shekel. I have one more source which I want to show you, which is the Ramban. You can get it from Chiddushi Ramban, Binyamin. So, a number of Svaris, which we haven't seen yet, and having to do with that famous Yerushalmi. We saw the Yerushalmi, we're going to see it again for the third or fourth time. It's a Chiddushi Ramban. In the first year of Talmud, that's a good one. No, first year of Shas. We show them all about it. That's it. Ramban. Chiddushi Ramban. There it is. Number three. Ramban. Four. Avodah Zarah. There it is. Avodah Zarah. Ayin Dalit on the base. So very end.
Ayin Dalit on the base.
See if we can get it. gets bigger by itself. This is man, he's a magician, Binyamin. A magician. Okay. Here he is. Oh, Rishalmi. This Rabbi said we're seeing that for the third time at least. Ma'olitein tavlin melamatan v'lara salem melamalim. Rabbi Yonah mar asur. V'iru kikli rishin hu. Chele de Rabbi Yonah. Echad jibishlo echad shir l'tocho. On Rabbi Yossi, it's a good chazar. Tamon kli cheres bolea. Tavlin mitzvash. Cheres is unique. And by the way, if cheres is unique, I could also answer the kasha of the Megillah Sefer from yesterday. His kasha was, Rote fell on Cheres. But according to the Aruch HaShulchan, it's bigger than Ein Aruch. You could say Cheres is different, because Yerushalmi says Cheres is different. That's another thing why I forgot to mention to you yesterday. Okay, a possibility. Fine. Hey, Sev Yossi Rabun, Votani Apik Lidachoshis Islach Vema, Klinachoshis Bolea. How to explain? Klinachoshis Bolea. And what? And it's not Bavashel. No, it goes together. Atka. It's a Rabbeinu Tam quote in Tosin Shabbos that Belia and Bishul go together, and therefore there's Belia by Irui and there's Bishul by Irui, and you can't do it on Shabbos. Fine, but the Yishama is not over yet. Ma'u laros imakiluach. I gave you two pshatim yesterday. I think the Ramban is a better pshat than both of my pshatim. I thought I was so smart. Ramban is a better pshat. What I thought was the aros is it's sliding along a cold surface, and you might have thought it's more kal. Tells you it's the same thing. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Bereid Rav Hillel, Machlokas Rav Yonah, Rav Yosef, v'chul. It's the same thing. The Mekel is Mekel, the Machm is Machm. I thought it meant sliding along, and you might have thought it's more cow. Then I had a better shot. I thought, no, it's overflowing the pot. Not that I pick up the pot, take it off the fire, and start pouring. No, it's overflowing the pot while it's on the pot. We shall see later. That's maybe very critical, but that's the Siman Tzadi Beis. Tzadi Hei, but not up to that part. Yep, but keep it in mind. But the Ramban says a better pshat than both of my pshat. What does he say? He's not finished yet. Shema mino, the Rabbi Yonah mia iru kikli rishinu. The Rabbi Tam's raya. What's the other raya? Muglosh lagabe kemach. Yeah, fine. Ay tato govar. Yeah, tato govar. So what do they answer? No. That's only nifsak kiluach, but kiluach klibish eno nifsak mevashelu. This Rabbi Natan, ani tomeya. He doesn't like it at all. Adi Yerushalmi. There's a whole arbiach in this Yerushalmi. The Indian ha Yerushalmi. Am I seeing Rabbi Osai? Shehevi kushu. Shehevi. This is this. Kushu olov. We call this the boomerang theory. You Rabbi Natan are bringing the Rabbi Yerushalmi to prove you. It's a riot against you. Why? Bishem Hikshu Aviona to Asa B'Tavim V'Iru Kikli Mishnu Shemkamat Mia. They asked the Kasha, and they said, "Came under Rabbi Rachman Iru Toch Roseach Mitzruchu Marika Shtifa. I'm a boy Tvei Bola Tvei Shmamin of a Vashu Tzas K'Betavim Shabbos Asa." And they dochile. They said it's wrong. Shelo Riba also Elo B'Kli Chera Shukali Bola. Then he bring Kli Nachoshes. Then they asked the Kasha. Period. Okay, so that's where Rabbi Tam stopped. Rabbi Natan stopped the quote. V'chazav v'shol. This is a side point. Ma'ol la'aros tavlin. Look at Rabbi Natan's pshat. Im akiluach. What is he saying? V'hainu v'arai l'divrei hamatir shalom. Excuse me. I read it wrong. V'hainu v'arai l'divrei hamatir. So he's like my second pshat. He wants to know whether this kiluach is more chomer. But not because what I said, it's coming up from the pot which is right now on the fire, but yet another svar he says. Gives a different matias. Shilu le diri oser, afilu tavlin milimaton osarnu. The original first Rishon was you're pouring on tavlin, and the tavlin are safely ensconced on a bowl on the bottom with a cold floor underneath it. That's the original Shadi Rishalmi. You know what you learned Pshat Kiluach? You hit it in the air. That's the pshat. Somehow the tablet is being held up. I'm holding a root in the air, or it's on a spit, or something like that. It's just without any cold floor. And the hot stuff is coming on it. That's the Gemara Shah Kiluach. That's a beautiful pshat. Better than both of my pshat. Kiluach means it's hitting it in the air. And the Yishami says no difference. Hitting it in the air, hitting it on the floor. all the same. That's a side point. Right. Fine. Uvesof, they asked him, Osakem b'Shabbos, b'Basa b'Cholof. What answer? No. Ezu cholot barur, kosh ur malach tachtov. What does that mean? That they asked, Kli Rishon nami. Not only is it what an Irui, even Kli Rishon ilfas u kudera shavir mirisochin, the masnisin. Im ovar v'yosakein chayim ashim v'bashal olo. The Mishnah in Shabbos says you're not allowed to do it. Is it a Doraisa? U'poshet le'eshu potter, abel oser, she'en bishul bora le'be'ur malach tachtov. And he quotes another Yerushalmi. Ba'be Kli Rishon ben Kli Sheni. Omer v'yosik kan ayad sholetas, kan en shayad sholetas. The Khan and Yad Sholetis. Well, they're both and, that means Yad Sholetis. Well, you can't, your head is not Sholet, it means Yad Sholetis. Well, Ella, look at this in Ofen Yerushalmi, in Paragimel and Shabbat, I think it's Aloch Adal, the other one's Aloch Zayin Oches. Asu Herchik Likli Rishon, Velo Asu Herchik Likli Sheni, Shmamina Harchoka Midereyamu. Can you believe it? The Rabban is saying the whole Kli Rishon, even the Kli Rishon Shalom Alaish, is the Rabbanan. He quotes it from two Yerushalmis. This Yerushalmi over here, and this Yerushalmi over here. That's what it says. So therefore, I Rab Riba Kosev Afil Iru Gabi Kotshim, Hosem Mishem Boluo. He is Kli Rishon Levashal Tav Mishin Lutocho, Mikomakom, Masha Iru Mikli Rishon, Lekli Sheni, Lonis Bashal Bisheni Klal. Because there's no Bishal. Rabbi Rachmanek Bolu below Bishul. That's exactly what Tos said in Zvachim. Aray against the Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan was Dochet, not Bishul from that Kli, from another Kli. Rabbi doesn't like that. Debi Akol, Shein Bishul Gomer, Bomel Tachtav, the Raisa. Yeah, he calls Aray. Fine. We have a problem, Rabbi Osai. What's the problem? What's the problem? The problem is, what do you do with, what are you going to do with Mugloshim? What do you do with Mugloshim? Oh, umeyata. This is a critical line, which is relevant to bagels. Who likes bagels? Who likes bagels? You like bagels? Yeah? I think this is going to be a Ramban about bagels. We call Nagel's bagels? What do we call them around in this place? I'm not going to get advertisements here. Nagel's bagels. Emes? That's what it's called? That's what they told me. Umeyata ben kemach agavim ugloshim. What's pshat that everyone else learns? You pour roschin on kemach, so once the flour is cooked, so it's cooked. Once it's cooked, it's not going to be a chiyuv chal. It's cooked. It's not baked. It's cooked. Hello, kevan shenasu ken gubla v'huchshu la'achila b'kach shehabe osin ken osin v'ochlin ken. Once it's rendered edible, it's some kind of mush, gubla, some kind of doughish kind of thing. What do they call it now? What do they call it? They have ice cream with cookie dough. Okay, but people like cookie dough. Yeah? So this, you pour the water, it becomes some kind of edible. Niftara. A chiddush nifla, he's saying over here. Even if it's not halachically cooked, once it is made, rendered edible by some other process other than baking, even if you bake it later on, your potter benachal. Logar is an incredible comparison. Me'isas klovim, if you made a dough to give to your dogs, that's why I think dough belongs, not in your ice cream. Go to your dogs, okay? And then, maybe you're going to make cookies for your dogs. What do they call it? Doggy, what do they call those things? Doggy biscuits, yes. You give it to your dog. Doggy biscuits. So, you made it for doggy biscuits, then you change your mind, you eat it. Your potter. Why? Because once it was rendered edible, as dog food, it's not going to become chayav. Well, again, even if you bake it as human food. Oh, okay, well, everyone has it. Who did not see this yet? Please, whoever didn't see, just fill it out with your chavrus on the side and give it back, please. Thank you. Yeah. Omei maise ilfis. Means you put it in some kind of a pan. Okay? Bottom line is, nothing to do with cooking, he says. This is the Ramban that she talks about bagels. I think the Ramban holds that bagels, you put them in a challah. Why? What is bagels? What do bagels they do? They take a dough and they put it first in boiling water. and it's ups, a little bit edible, a little bit, not totally, a little bit. Who's ever made bagels here? Am I correct what I said?
I wouldn't eat one because okay. they're not in the boiling water for that long.
Okay.
Maybe like a minute.
Or then maybe it wouldn't apply. But they once told me that people said bagels is potam and achal. Someone said bagels is mizonah, someone wanted to say, because it is Ramban. That's taking things a little bit too far. But I'm just saying, this Ramban is along those lines. I can't spend more time on this Ramban. We have many other things to talk about. But I wanted to share these very fascinating comments here in the Ramban. Good. So we did the Ramban, Rabbi Osai. We did the Machzis HaShekel. And now it's time to take attendance. All right, you want to go off, Dobby, or you want to stay on? I don't care. Makes a difference. Taking attendance. Okay, so I have Yaakov and Kama learn together. That's correct. I have Maury and Max. Where's Maury and Max? Where are they? Good, learning together. Kavaldik. I have Natan and Eliezer. Is that true?
Yeah.
Where's Eliezer? Not here right now. But you all learning together. So I want to make sure. I have Aaron and Sammy learning together. Good. Jonathan's no chavrusa. Yeah, I know, he told me he explained his position to me. I'm sympathetic, even though I'm not happy. Okay. I have Ben and Ruben learning together. That's okay. I have Shlomo and Yehuda learning together. You guys need chizuk. You need chizuk. I understand that there are other pulls and pushes. We gotta do something about this. Okay. Ariel, didn't write his name down, but Ariel's learning with Ariel, where are you? You live with Yosef, right? Mm-hmm. How come you didn't write your name? He's not here. Okay. And Mordechai is learning with Joel. Where are they? There you are. Good. And David is learning with your brother. Where's David? So you're learning with your brother. You're learning downstairs. Can we invite you upstairs? Malam Bakaydish, we'll find you a seat. David, you can find me a seat. I think it's important to learn upstairs, unless your brother has a kapela. Right, I don't upstairs. Dov is learning with Dan. Dan?
Don.
Don. I think. Don. Okay. Avi is learning with Amitai. Where are they? Avi, Amitai? Good. Ari, where's Ari Lipsky? Learning with yourself, huh? The best chavrus in the world.
I had someone, but they dropped out.
So what's going to be? You looking for a chavrusa?
Maybe not.
Maybe not. Yeah. You know, learning yourself is a good chavrusa. So he doesn't argue with you. Okay. Moshe is learning with Yaakov. Where's Yaakov? Okay, good. Menachem is learning with Willie. Where are they?
So that's
legitimate. Boy, what? I take that back. It's illegitimate. He didn't get married.
I know.
He got married, it's a legitimate excuse. What's how late could the wedding is? Tell him it's not a legitimate excuse. Okay, fine. Sasson, where's Sasson? What are you learning with?
With
Eric. Yeah, it's not written down. Okay. Stephen learns by himself. Yosef? Who's Yosef? Let's see later on. Moshe, you learn with Moshe Salavich. You learn with no. Also, so maybe you should make a couple of shaduchim. For the moment, you're by yourself, okay? And Shaul's by himself. They should learn with each other, okay? Yosef Siegel, where is he? He's left. Okay. I thought that was true. But I want to make sure. Shlomo, you learn by yourself too. So you're learning chulin by yourself.
Yeah.
Self. There's a lot of selves. Okay, Mordechai and Eli learn together. Okay, I think everybody else is. Moshe learns with John. Where's Moshe? Learn with John and Zirin. You still prefer downstairs?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll check for you. Right. Good. All present and accounted for. So we have, who's on top? Okay. Diane is learning with Joey. And who's on top? Who are on top? I can't read your handwriting. Harvey? Who's Harvey? Who's Harvey? Is he here? No. So he has to be here. He wrote his name in here. We'll talk about it later. Okay. Good. Rabosai, having gone over the Machzor Shekel, having gone over the Ramban, which are two texts we wanted to see, we have to now turn our attention to the very, very important Nakudas, Rabosai, in the Sugya itself. Okay, Rabosai, let's go. But we have to be very focused now. Very focused. I'd like to begin with a Rabbi Kiva Egan. Kiva Egan is found in my print. I can't guarantee it's found in your print. That's the sorry state of affairs, because some things are not. Rabbi Kiva Egan is found on the Ramah in our Sif. Let's not forget, our Sif is Tzadi Aleph Dalet. If you don't have the Rabbi Kiva Egan, let me know. We'll try to find an alternate way to find it for you. I have it in my print. It's beautiful. Whatever's most beautiful in my print, you guys don't have. It's in bold print. Some of you, things that you don't have here. Different Rebbe Kiva Egan. Ah. Do you have a comment of Rebbe Kiva Egan on Siv Dalit, on the word Uvamokom Shabbos Tzorach Klipa? The first word out of the Ramah's pen. The first word of a mokom. Do you have a Rebbe Kiva Egan on that? So that's the word ma. Do you have it or don't you have it? No one has it but me? How can I get this to you? Barla has this one?
Yeah.
Thank you. So can you get it to me? I hate that. I feel so bad because I have this beautiful print. This is, I guess, Shulchan Aruch Yerodeya. Simen Sadi Aleph. Siv Dalet. Oh, Shmato Bikiva Egan. Okay, we made a new find. You do have it in the green ones. Maybe all the ones
I've found. It's on the side of the margin. On Nun Beis. In the margin.
You know what? It's not on the screen. It's not on the screen after. Okay. But most of you either have the green or mine. If you don't, look on with your friends. Okay? Hold up the green. It's on the margin. The first word is Ma. Mad lo kasa bekitzer im lo kilfu. What the Rabbi Ramah say? The makom shabbos atzorach klipa dara. Right, the same lo kilfu. The mechaba amak kolav abasar. Alo shayach leminkat im lo kilfu. So what if tevos eli the makom shabbos atzorach klipa miyutar? The lo kama. Get a question? Good question. Yevshar. We'll get to that later today, I hope. Simon Kufes of Gimel, Salam Aram Akomis. The Gamkein Mutter below Kilful Bishlukein. Oh, okay. But here comes the Wapachish. Umikoma Gomev Shaloma. The dafka be isa basa becholov. The leka yisura doraisa. Why not? Lo havi derech bishul. That the mekale bala lo havi rak b'liya. You hear what's going on? He's saying the mekale bala is no bishul, only b'liya. Uve munachem zeitzel zeh v'ukar yesh lomar the gamke lo mikri derech bishul. I'm ashko safti liel peizayin to the simisiv alef. Bezer mekilim below klipa below kilfua or bishlukach. Avol bi'alma b'shari surun avid oraisa yesh lomid lo mekilim. What a whopper amazing chiddush Rebbe Kiva Egan. We're lenient by the klipa here for a totally extraneous reason. There's no shalom avid oraisa, not the bishul, but it wouldn't necessarily apply to shari surun. Wow. Hayim yushiv b'zeh kama kushus shikshu ataz v'ashach ula the Bekor Adin, Isa Vehete, Mashma the Hedja, the Bekol Mili, Hecha the Tzvichim, Chazal Klipa, Im Bishla Belo Klipa, Mutter. Period. Okay, so you would have said, you hear, Rav Kivega is a super computer. He's saying you could have said Basar B'Cholov is unique, but Yisraveta says not that way. Now, this Rav Kivega is divided into three parts. The first we saw the Lashon side by side. Then we had this comment that maybe Basar B'Cholov is different. And that's a kash against Tosfos. Koshali, who you sold Raya Satosis Psocha Mayinvav, the Hacholov Mutter, Hainu, Yimashi Hikshu, the Lamai, Maisiya Gemara Baraiso Acheres, but called piling on, Mizel Lomdu, the Bolo Ruye, the Hacholov Mutter, after Yevshel the Kofo, parentheses, Hainu. The Braisa Kamaisi Eshloma, the Mari Bishne, the Varim Gushim, the Yashala Kalfa, Shemhochi, maybe Braisa Acheres, the Kotani Bosa the Tol Cholov, which is liquid, the Mashma the Kolif Ha Bosa, Vashar Dino Akol, Afa Cholov Mutter, Gavaldik. Okay? That's Tosas Rai. Rabbi Natan's Rai from the fact that he brought an extra Braisa. Says the Biki Veger, VMK, no, Dilma, Davkalian Bosa Bacholov. The lecha chashash d'oraisa came in lo havi derech bishul. Then we're making about a klipa. Abba bi alma min ala hakel. The whole raya is in the second braisa, but the second braisa is limited to basa b'cholav. Not talking about shari surim. Had the yisav had to know to be making about shari surim. That's part three. Part four. I wish if you remember, okay, we write in paragraphs. It'd be paragraph four. At least do you have periods in your edition? I have periods. You have periods? Okay, it's better than nothing. I have periods in my edition. Uve emes mehaytaima lechora less than the kushin of Tosas klal. He wants to answer Tosas kasha, in which case the whole kasha doesn't begin, so the teres doesn't begin, so the whole right doesn't begin. Why? Tove emes tzorach lahavin lefi terutza manal. That's meaning the chol of mutter, homikom akom yikshe, the lemay maybe habraisa harishona. Woo! Rabbi Kivega is a genius. We understand why the first braisa is not enough. It needs you to be the second braisa to teach you. That there's no problem of klipa by liquids. Good. Quote only the second braisa. Who is the first braisa? That's a great question. How come you and I didn't answer that question? We're half asleep. How come we didn't answer that question? They quote. So you can answer Balabatish. They first quoted a simple raya, then they quoted a better, more far-reaching raya. That's about it.
Or you could say that they wouldn't have been able to learn out that that would be the din from the second raya without the first one.
Why?
It's the fact that it's two of them. If it was just one.
Maybe, but the second raya is talking about cholov. Yeah. Can't deny that. But tzarach loma, the maybe a raya rishon gilak shuye Allah mediach. Ho ademekele bala ularuye de gam beze makshin kain dila bebraisa achrona yeshloma de behohu amina ademekele bala. You know why? De ain't sorich lahaftet ula havlia ela de bolea mehalach rabosai. There it's liquid and solid. All you have to do is what we call mavlia. That's it, one action. Aber bishne gushim, two solids, yesh lomar, to kule hai lo arminon, da de mekele maflit umavliya. You know what's going on? You would have said it's only could be do one action, mavliya, not maflit umavliya. And I read it to you mentioned yesterday, the Chavos Das is elsewhere, that maflit umavliya is the equivalent of bishul. And Rabbi Kivega himself said there's no bishul by the mekele bola. Yeah. Lazem Ashmienu. Kichilik ben Torah, Meluach, Tomei Tov, that's not skipping the Suga Meluach. Lazem Ashmienu. The Gamba Zarminon. Ademekele Bola. Whoa! Ademekele Bola applies to two solids, where it's not just a matter of Bola, but it's sort of Mafan Umavlia. Fine. So the beginning of, now paragraph 5. V.M. Cain. Kaigav neish lomar al kushes atoisvis the salka daitach the davka al braisa kamaisa parchinon that the mekele bola hainu heched de bibalua havi isa doraisa chayshinon shema de mekele bola because it's not basa b'chol avalinyin isa basa b'cholov lo havi derech bishul, it's only the rabbanon. Yesh lomar, the lo chashina laha chashosha, the shema the mekel ebola. Yeah, lezeh maybe a brisa acheres lauya the gam alzeh makshim the mekel ebola. Okay, so this is what he's going back to his original answer. Either brought wider in the first one. The first one was to teach you by two gushim and by shari surim are the mekalei maflu mavliya. Gam bepshuto yesh lama kushna tosis. The yesh chiddush bebraisa shniya. The basar cham the tochol of tzonein migritato tzonein. Why? After habasar shokea besocho v'nasas habasar tatoi. Didn't someone ask me this question? Once it sinks in, it's already. The milk is floating on top of the meat. Ayin barash b'toras abayis aruch bayis dalas sharalav gimel amet beit. I looked it up. Quoted by the Beis Yosef and the Simon Zeh. The hikshakein al bar gozla lekada dekamcha chulin kuf yud beis amet aleph lepirish rashi tzli hayne roseach. The litzer kulo da boso shokea v'nasa tatoi. Because the basar plummets to the bottom of the hot meat to the bottom of the cold milk. V'tiritz, the mikoma kom kevan da basar no fell atoko mikri tato sone. Skip the parentheses. U'mishem hachi maybe abraisa shniya laruye the after basar shokea mikri tato sone. V'hu nochon bezda Hashem yisbarach v'mkein leka raya klal da cholav mutter. In other words, if Tosis is right, Rabbi Natan is saying, is answering Tosis Kasha by saying, the reason is the second Brisa to teach you that the Klipa does not cause a problem when it comes to liquids. Kivega has two other terutz. One based on his whole Yisod, that Basa B'cholav is more kal, because it's the Rabbanon. And Basa B'cholav is more kal, the Rabbanon. That's what I have to tell you. That we say over here that you need a klipa, as opposed to the top two gushim, where with shari surim, I say b'kava chomer. No, the shnei gushim have to be mafadu mavliya. That's teretz number one. Teretz number two, maybe it's teaching you that it's considered tatoi, even though it's that the cold milk is tatoi, even though the hot piece of meat plunks down to the bottom. It's a chiddush of the Rashba. Does everyone agree to the chiddush of the Rashba? Does everyone agree to the Chiddush of the Rashba? What do you think? Who wants to give a guess? Take a vote. Who thinks that everyone agrees to the Rashba? Who thinks that someone disagrees to the Rashba? Come on, you've been around long enough. Take a look in Tosfos Tzadi Vav and see what it says. Come on, guys. Open your Gemaras. After the Gemaras, always at your hand. Look in Tosfos Tzadi Vav. Toysis Ad. What did it say in the Mishnah? It says the Gemara. Lo shana lizbasha. Avol nitzle ba kolif ochel ad shemagia legid. You know what to worry about? That doesn't ask a kula. Says Toysis Ad shemagia legid. Lav davka. In ikere klipa. Even kadein netila, quotes pesachim daf ayin heim and beis. You need ayin vavim and alf. You need netila. Oh, you need netila. Oh, Frank Tosis. Ulekamad beperek kol abasser daf kuf yud beis and alf. The Omar Rav. This we saw this gemara ourselves three times. Hahu bar gozla the nafal is told kada the kimcha. Titzli boi klipa. That's Tosfos Kasha. Why does Sli require Klipa in that kind of a case? Again. It's Chazer again. What's Tosfos Kasha? Tosfos is saying, you don't find Klipa. Sli requires what we call Netila. Sli requires Netila. After the Rosef the Sli, Bola Tfei. Netila, it's not enough for Klipa. You need Netila, it's not enough to have Klipa. Frektosis, what do you do with the Gemara on Kufyud base? Frekt the Chavas Das, Kufyud Beis, Kufyud Beis, Rabosai, is exactly Chamatov Tzone. Chamatov Tzone, Chamatov, so we pass into Tatogavar, Tatogavar, and the Greason after Akhidei Klippa, it's Al Gemara. What does Tosus want? Again, Tosus is saying that Sli requires an Atila. Only Chamatov Tzone is enough to have Klippa. Right, what do you do with Kufyud Beis, which is enough to have klipa? Tos says, no, we're not talking about hot meat, we're talking about cold meat. And it says, there's the word sea, doesn't mean it means it was roasted, now it's cold. That's Tos's answer. For the Chavaz Das, what's the kasha? As the Chavaz Das, he's even his Tos's, they hold against the Rashi. Tos's holds that once the hot meat plunks to the bottom, if it would be hot. If the hot meat plunks to the bottom, the hot meat would be tatog over, because it's on the bottom now. Sir Isaac Newton, Rabbo, says mechadishras, that once the hot meat hits the bottom of the barrel, so then it's considered to be a tato, and the milk on top is a law against the Rashba. That's what Chavaz Das says. This tato is against the Rashba. So if the Rashba is right, so you need a bris to the tell that the Rashba is right, because not enough of a push. The Chavaz Das disagrees. Yes, sir.
Isn't it too late by then?
Oh, that's what the Rashba is too late by now. But
that's already, the process already happened.
Also true. It's happened. Okay, the case because that's a good question. I want to tell you that when the Rashba explains himself, the Rashba doesn't just say it without an explanation. He said, you know why, Rabosai? You know why? If it submerges to the bottom, we still view the original cold milk to be the tato. You know why? Because it's omei bimkomo. We discussed it once before. Is hatatoi locha the heat rising or sinking? Or is it because the stationary beats the moving? You follow me? So whenever you're going down, something's moving like the same, which is stationary. So in that case, the meat hits the milk. The milk is stationary. The meat is moving. That's what the Rashba says. Chom is omei bimkomo. That's his explanation of his din, which I wanted to explain to you before we go any further. Okay, Rabbosai, this is very, very important. This is Rabbi Akiva Eiger, which we had a schus to learn together, Rabbosai. This is a very big Rabbi Akiva Eiger, 55 different chedushim in Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Very, very, very important. Good. Now, since we have Rabbi Akiva Eiger, since I think everybody has, let's turn to the Rabbi Akiva Eiger on the Shach Sifkot and Ches. Happens to be on the board, but you don't need it. You can look, always better look inside of the text. This I believe everyone has. I hope. If not, we'll see soon. Shach Simen Tzadi Alas Sifkot and Ches. Okay. He quotes the Magen Avraham we saw yesterday. Everyone with me, you should all have in your text. This is the big problem. When is the klipa also b'di'evah, when not? With the Magen Avraham mechalek. We saw this already before a few times. Davka hachad b'tato gover that klipa chumra b'yalma. That the make a lebala. B'zemekin b'di'evah. Ablo b'yalma, ain't sure. Fine. Continues with B'kiv Ege. V'davka b'nifzika kiluach. Avol. Why? We had this yesterday, the achbar. I can't think about it. A mouse. Yeah. I'm prima garden, Mishmistel Zov. Can you imagine this? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. It's everything should be awesome. Everything should be awesome. Now, we know, we saw this yesterday. The Prima Gadim answered the question by saying that the case of the Achbar is Lo Nifzaka Kiluach, and the case of the of Awash Din, Nofal, is by Nifzak HaKiluach Davka. That's what he said. That's what he said. And he said it right over here twice, Rabosai. Twice he said in Prima Gadim right over here. In Sifkot and Hey, Prima Gadim. and Sivkot and Zion in the Mishnah Sosov, he says two places that when do we say that it's not Medina? That's only what case? Nifsega Kiluach. Below Nifsega Kiluach is Medina. Take a look for a minute. Listen carefully. Yeah. He says it's talking about a case of Nifsega Kiluach. He says it beferish in Sivkot and Zion, which is a short, and in Bur, this humongous one, which is Sivkot and Hay. He says, look at this, towards the bottom. V'im kliba min ha-Torah, omed rabbonon. He says it's omed rabbonon. And that's what the Mogen Avraham says. He says as follows. Not finding it. It's so long, I can't find it. Somewhere in the middle of this whole thing, he says that when do we say that Shlo Medina is only a Chumra B'Alma? That's Nifsega Kiluach. Otherwise, we already saw it. It's Patnas from Chala. It causes a. It's an Iker Adin. Somewhere in here. Anyway. The problem, Rabbos, is as follows. Let me answer the following question. Great! Great! I pour it slowly. Drip, one drip comes, and another drip comes. Great. But every single drip hits the bottom. When it hits the bottom, there should be every little thing should be a kadei klipa of the bottom. I'm not making myself clear. In other words, granted that nifsek is more kal, but the bottom line is, all right, you're still saying michumra that it is every kadek, that a kadek klipa is awesome. Every single drip hits the bottom. A kadek klipa it should be awesome. Drip, awesome, drip, awesome, drip. Everything should be awesome. So how can you be mad at the milk on the grounds that it's bottled b'shishim? Every last drop is awesome independently. This question I saw in this beautiful new Shulchan Aruch. He has his cash. Yes, sir. Sure. What's happening over here? What's happening over here? We have a case of an Achberg. I know it's Achberg's gross. I'm the first to admit it, and it bothers me too, but we have to be Tori. We can't allow ourselves to be grossed out by a mouse. Okay? Achberg's found a shot a few places. The holy Achberg. Yeah. So you pour on an Achberg. So everything is I mean, look at Rabbi Kiveg. He quotes it. What happens? He sits over here. In Kuf Dalet Siv Beis, what does it say? Iri Shuman Rosech Al Achbar. I think we better look there. Like, no shortcut. Open to Kuf Dalet Siv Beis. Look for the Achbar. I'm sorry. I didn't want to show you this, but we have no choice. Yuck. What does it say? Grandma. Yesh l'sapek shemo ha'achbar ho'yashom kishe'iru olav shumun roseach. Hakol asur. It's all asur. Everything's asur. Afilu yesh shishin b'shuma neged kol ha'achbar. It's irrelevant. Each and every drop was asur independently. Take a look at the Shachvov. To kol mashe ma'arav v'nogeah ba'achbar nesar. V'nis arav b'shar ha'shuman v'nesar hakol. Bingo. So if that svar was said in Kuf Dalet Siv Beis, you follow me? Why doesn't that exact same story apply to Nifsega Kiluach? Who cares, Nifsega Kiluach? Who cares? The same story should still apply. Everyone follow me? Everyone should follow me. The svar we saw in the Shach Kuf Dalet Vav, that every drop independently is going to hit the Achbar, why doesn't that exact same svar apply over here in our situation? Every little drop. So there are two opposite answers to this question. One, the mamish opposite. The Prima Gaudim gave an answer. We're talking here about what? About, come on, help me out. About what? About, no, nifsega kiluach. But the question is, who cares? How does that help? How does that help? So I saw in this beautiful new Shulchan Aruch, he asked that question. How does that help? He writes like this. Im nifsega kiluach, I'm going to read you what he said, his words, and my pshat in his words. It's on page Mem Daladet. If you don't want to look up later, if you have it, I have a bookmark in it. This is the Old Zvahadar edition. Look what he says. Every word is interesting. Im nifsega kiluach, nechshav kol amud hacholav kichaticha achas. The drip is one separate thing. V'hakol nitzdanen kvar berega harishon. All of it's cooled off the first minute. Chutz mi'akadei klipa harishon. Except for the very tiny bit that hit the meat on the bottom. Ma'ashe'en kein below nimtzah ha'kiluach. Rei bevadai ma'ashe nimtzah ha'dayin betoch ha'kli rishon lo niskar. V'chein kol ma'ashe mechu v'reilo. U'lefichach nimtzah she'nesorav harbe kadei klipus. What did he say? That's the only way I can possibly interpret it. Look, if I have one uninterrupted stream connected on top, it's considered hot. Hot. The whole 3 minutes that's pouring down on the achbar, it's always considered to be hot. Chamatok tzonon, ademek leibol. But if I have a detached spritz, it's detached, it's in the air now, not attached on top or on bottom, that is fundamentally going to cool off quickly. So although we will allow that the first drip, mamish, the mini drip that hit the floor has some warmth, everything else is cold, and the rest is cold. So you have 100 different nifsega kiluachs. Each unit on its own is going to be mutter, except for the teeniest bit on the bottom. That's why the prima gada makes sense. That's his shot, prima gada. Yes, Max.
Why?
That's a fact. It's a reality. That's what he says. An opposite teretz is given, but the mamish the opposite in the Pischei Tshuva. Please look at the Pischei Tshuva, Sifkot and Vav. Mamish the opposite. The opposite. Totally the opposite. Everyone open up here. Pischei Tshuva. Please look inside. Pischei Tshuva, Sifkot and Vav. Ayin Shivas Chasam Sofer, Shekosa, Velo Koshi, Velo Kamon, Simon Kuf, Dalet, Sif, Beis, Bahago. Pouring on the Achbar. Do you have this? I'm sure you have enough Pischei Tshuva. The Hossam, Myrig Shahoriku Hashuman Benachas Fakert. There it was slowly. Vyodua Shakiluach Nogea Tomid Bitakhtis Akli Vinogea Tomid Virisichoso Baha Akbar. You're pouring gently, gentlemen. Gentlemen, you're pouring gently. So every little bit is gonna hit the bottom of the Akbar. Vakolakiluach Kulo Hukliposo. Every molecule of that shuman you're pouring is part of the clay klipa. Ki chol tipa achas shenogeya ba achbar bocha veiro v'dochfo v'nogeya gam hu. Hey, mister, get out of my way. So every drop knocks the previous drop out of its way and hits the achbar. Why they wanted the achbar, I don't know, but that's the reality. Omnom kan mari becholav roseach shenovel bevas achas shficha meruba labosor. You pour it up, humongous, one shot, not gently. Nimtza, tachtis acholov nogeh bebosar, the bottom part of the meat, of the milk hit the meat. V'idach, lo noga, never touched it ever. V'yevshal lekalfa, b'zehi tiru, Rabbi Riyah ben Atam. Wow, the opposite. Adkan, the Pischei Tshuva, mamash, the exact opposite of what we saw before from the Prima Gun. Fine. Now, Rabosai, I have a number of other critical points. We had met. Yes.
So pretty much the drops, they never touched
that. That's right. They never touched it.
Doesn't that go against all the discussions we had of why solid liquids are different than solid because liquids, and then they could all be mixed
in? Liquids are mixed in, true.
So
but not, it's all mixed into itself, but then not all of it touched the actual meat. On the bottom. Rabbi also, we spoke a little bit before about two things side by side. Rabbi Kivega quoted it. Let's look for a moment inside the Ramah. Please turn inside the Ramah. It's very important because we're getting down to the fundamentals here. Kuf Hei Rabosai Siv Gim. V'meinicham zeh eitzel zeh. You put two things near each other. Im shneim chamim michom klirishin hakol asa. V'me'echad sonein haheter tzarech klipa v'mokam shenoga. Rabosai, we had a big fight. Speak about it now for almost 2 weeks. Tata versus Elah. What happens if they're next to each other? We never discussed that. Here's this... It's like a famous yeshiva shechakira. It's pshat the tator to be gover. We pass my halacha. Or no, it's just that ilah is not gover. It's a pshat the tator wins, only tator wins, or that ilah loses. Nafkamina will be they're next to each other. There's no tator, no ilah. Says the Ramah, no. Tator wins, not nafshat ilah loses. Tator wins. If you have no tata, there's no din. Doesn't apply. Why not? Who said this din? Everything has to have a source. Everything has to have a source. It's enough to have klipa. Who said so and why did he say so? Who said so? Why? So you and I know from our own logic why it's so. Because what's the pshat in tata gavar? Heat rises. But it only rises straight up, not sideways. Who said it? I want to read you the lashon of the East event. I brought it myself. I brought it myself to show it to you. I brought a lot of Svarim today. I haven't opened any of them yet. But we have still have half an hour. I brought many Svarim with me. This one that I brought with me is the Issa V'Heter. The Issa V'Heter, Rabosai, is the source of this din. Klal Chof Tes Din Beis. Here's the Shar Chof Tes Beis. I'm going to read you the actual lashon of the Issa V'Heter. Says, listen to this. Oh, he says, give us one. Beis. Oh, the reason is as follows. What's pshat, Rabosai, in tato govar? Why do we say tato govar? He tells you exactly why. In the this is in Beis. But in Aleph, I'm sorry, in Chof Tes Aleph, you can look it up. He says, quotes from Hagos Smak, says it elaborates a little bit on his own. When do you say Tato Govar and why do you say Tato Govar? Tells you why. Ki chein told us ha'or v'tivo, the nature of fire. Shechamimus hole kopam lamalo. Heat rises. He said it beferish. Oh, so, of course, side by side. It would not apply. This is the lashon of the Issa V'Heter Chof Tes Aleph. Fine. Very nice. Does anyone disagree with this? Sure. There's always some. If I have to do a guess, who disagrees? Give me a guess. Who is it? You got it right? The Marasha? Look in the Taz. Yes?
The Rashi says it's because one is standing
still. Oh, very good. The Taz here, Rashal Kosa B'Terekol HaBosar. Simin Ayin, the Nirlo the Ma'isa Chav Baheter Kar Umunochen Zeh Tzel Zeh the Olse Bekulo Kemo B'Malicha. The Mashal argues. You need Kedena Tilo Kulo if it's maybe Shamein. Still, it doesn't achieve everything. Why? He says as follows. But we're not going into all the Protein. I'm skipping a few things I don't have time. The next thing I'm just going to talk about briefly. Isur shenicho bekli heter ol hepech. We haven't yet discussed kalim too much, although what's the exception? We did have a kalim. Where we have it? The tanner, the cheres, right? That can be a bekasha. We'll see soon. Isur shenicho bekli heter ol hepech. Says the Ramah kufay gimel. Armina Bay Gamkein Din Tato Govar. Come up with Shtei Chatichas. An off in the Ramah. Fine. Who said so? Isa Veheter. Who else said so? The Rajba. Who quotes it over here? The Shach. Again, I'm not going to go into all the Pratim now. We don't have time to go into it. Who disagrees? Guess. Mashal? You got to love the Mashal. He disagrees with everything. The Mashal disagrees. The Prichadish says, how can you disagree? It's a Mefurash Gemara. Cheres Tonenis. The Mefurash Gemara that it applies to Caleb. I don't have the time to go into all the Pratim, but I want to just tell you one Nakuda. One Nakuda. Which is Rabbi Kiveg. Right over here. This is important for our final, we're up to the final stretch. We're in the final stretch here now. Kiveg says, what do you mean Tatogava? What does that mean? The normal thing is that the Kli and the bottom is cold. You put something hot on top. That's the case. So you say Tatogava. Fine. You may niach Kli kar. Al Isur Cham. Man bites dog. What? Put a hot Kli, a cold Kli on top of a hot food. Not much man bites. Whoever heard you created it. We'll see soon. These things happen in real life. Lo Arminan Tatogava Veyosa Kol Akli Miyamach Al Isur. You won't say that. This far you won't go. This far you won't go. Again, I'm not going to why. I don't have the time to go into right now. So now we come, Rabosai, to... I told you, I promised you that I was going to tell you a story that happened over 30 years ago. I was invited to speak at a rabbinical convention in Toronto. It was 34 years ago plus. And microwaves are brand new at the time. I was asked to analyze the status of microwaves. Fleishik, Smilchik, Yisrael. So I said I didn't have a microwave at the time. But I asked people to experiment for me. And ask them if the ceiling of the microwave ever gets too hot to touch. I'm going to ask you, all of you, you have an over the weekend assignment. Come back on Sunday and tell me. Experiment. You know, use a microwave. And then as soon as you finish cooking, whatever you're doing, take your hand and put it on the top. If you can just hold it there indefinitely. Yes or no? Has anyone ever tried it? Okay. I'm sure the meat cools immediately. I mean, it was hot before you opened it. Instantaneously. You open it. How fast can it happen? I'm going to work with an assumption that the ceiling does not get too hot to touch. That's my assumption for the moment.
Unless the steam gets it hot.
The steam is too hot to touch. Had a big fight with Rabbi Bleich Shlita. We both were speaking publicly, so it was a little bit embarrassing for me. He's much older than I am. But anyway, okay, I'll figure out. He's older than me now. But relatively speaking, 34 years ago, he's, you know. We're not going into any more details than that. Yeah. So, he said, since the steam is hot, the top of the microwave becomes trafe, it makes everything trafe, etc. And I said, since the top doesn't get hot, it's not a problem. This is the machlokas of Chavos Das and me. It's the old machlokas all over again. This is nothing's changed in 34 years. He holds like the classical poskin, that even though it's cold, but it's touched something which is hot, it causes bleia. And I held differently. Now, Rabosai, I have to say I'm against the Chavos Das. I agree. Chavos Das says, lo chilkul aposkin. However, what occurred to me is, the Chavos Das says that in the case of Tatar Govar, but maybe you would not say Tatar Govar if the food is on the bottom, which is hot, and the Kli, which is the top of the microwave, is cold. Kivega says, Iniach Kli Kar, Al Yisucham, Lo Amina Tatar Govar. Just entered my mind as a possible extra svara in my 34-year-old machlokas about the microwaves. Yes?
Here you might say that the Kli is the Tata, no?
Oh, coming to that.
Coming
to that. Okay. Now, Ademekele Bola, I can see maybe a problem. But Ademekele Bola should be no problem at the end because the Klipa is bottle. As we said before, the food, whatever you eat later on, the Rabbi Natan Shita you can rely upon. Now, there's another svara I have over here. A taz. Right. So before I get to the taz, let me tell you what Sammy said. This I said also at the time. Maybe we shouldn't say Tatogav in the first place according to the Rashba. Because the steam is just floating and the ceiling is stationary. That's what you wanted to say, right? All this that I said is printed in Beis Yitzchok. I have it on my desk, let someone put it back already. It was printed not quite 34 years, it was printed I think 16 years ago when we learned the sugars in the summertime, and I wrote that about this parsha. So I'll show it to you. Chof Ches, you have it online? Is Beis Yitzchak online? Yeah, yes? What, not all of them? Tell me if Chof Ches online, I'll show you. If it's online, I can put myself on the board too. Why not? I mean, why not? It's not plagiarism, it's me. I'm allowed to give you my own stuff. If it is, I'll get you asked to put on the board. Anyway, that's also an interesting svara. Fine. There I wrote, the Rashba l'shitasa. The Rashba holds, you say, Tato Govar by Meliach Kiroseach. Wow. Don't do heat rises. Heat rises, wouldn't apply Meliach Kiroseach. The Mechaber, take a look at Rabbi Osai and Simon Kufhei Sif Yud Aleph, just briefly. Kufhei Sif Yud Aleph. Kufhei Sif Yud Aleph. Zesh Amarnu, Isa Meliach Veta Tofel, Shemus Shomen Osa Ache Shishim Levat Lo Davka Shahaya Isa Meliach Lamata, Heta Lamal, Tatogova. At the top of the mat, he's still not. No, Ramo, that's the Rashba. V'yesh cholk and v'omim, the b'melicha ain chilek imu malal lamato. Och, you know, yes, who said so? Guess who said so? It's Yisrael Hetta said so. He's quoted from a Tosfos. This is the fight. If Tato is based on heat rising, doesn't apply to Meliach. But the Rashba l'shitasa says, no, it all depends on what's sitting in its place. So the bottom one is in its place first, so that's Tato Gover. That's Shitas HaRashba. Fascinating. Oh. Now we come to our last source for the day, almost next to the last, is the Taz Simen Tzadi Aleph Sivkotin Vov. How do you translate Ademekel Ebola? I mean, this is the most basic thing of all. This is the most basic point in the whole sukkah, except for the first point. That's Biharanat, which we'll get to. I'll show you that. That's my last one for today. The next is the most basic. How do you translate the words? Says the Tazvov. Begemora Arminan Ademekel Ebola. Pirish Rashi. Shemitzanana. Mekele means it, you know, it cools it off. Uvisevehet Ora Klachov Tes Kosav Shemach Bidolov. Vechein Bemorachai Perek Kol Abosor. Chulin Tash Tav. Open up your Gemaras to Chulin Rabosai Tash Tav. Tov Shin Tes Vov. Please. The Mordechai. Have a look inside. Tash Tav. He quotes this, and as he points out on the side, he rejects it. At least it was quoted. What's in Tash Tav? Tash Tav. What is it? What? Tov Shin Tes Vav in the Mordechai. No, I think so. Where is it? Oh. I have it, it's right in front of me. One second. Oh, Plukla de Rabbi Shmuel. The last one in the line is the Shmuel. The Machmas Kshemachbid Echod Al Chavero Maflito. A new word. Tato Govar. If someone steps on my toe, I say ouch. True? The guy who stepped on it, does he say ouch? Rabbi, if you step on my toe, you're going to say ouch? No, I say ouch. So that's pshat. Step on my toe, ouch! So tato agova, springs back up again. Elyon is machbid, and the tachton responds by sending its blia upstairs. V'lo nira l'ri, sheredin tato v'ilo agova, maisi minotav v'rotzvol pesach, al cheres, v'chos v'elov. Yitas Mekomo, Kinsach b'shemesh shel truma. V'yein shem kovev b'netiva v'sicha. He put it there. There's no pressure. See, he quotes this language and he rejects it. You look at the Prima Gadim for a moment. Prima Gadim asks the same kasha, sort of, on that taz mishpatzel zovov kolev ayin taz umilas ademekar o shimiloshon kar. That's how we always understood it, like Rashi. O miloshon yokor. What does yokor mean? Pressure. What else does yokor mean? Heavy. The machmas kovet shemunach olav mechamamo. Whee! Frek there. Umiyu af it's solul, even if it's liquid, there's no pressure. Chazina de osa kadek li bakoma. So it's a kasha against his trap. Remarkable. Who thinks for a moment that this pshat is incorrect completely against the Mefurish Gemara? A Rishon quoted by the Mordechai is against the Gemara? It can't be. But the Choritz checkmate. The Choritz mamish checkmate. How can I answer this? There's no way out. It's against the Mefurish Gemara. No way out. We're stuck. We're mamish stuck. I want to give a Terence. If you look carefully in the Isa Veheter that we mentioned before, Chav Tes Aleph, he quotes both Svaras. He quotes Chom Ole, as I told you before, I read it to you so dramatically from before, the Chom is Ole Lamala, but he also throws in the same paragraph, Chav Tes Aleph, it's a rather lengthy paragraph, but in the middle of this lengthy paragraph, he throws in the additional Svara as well. And he says, second, can't find it. As opposed to Malicha, as I told you before, but he throws. It's in here somewhere, where he says that the upper one is in, yeah. The Elyon Machbid Alatachton Umaflito. I read it to you both from inside. They're both in the same paragraph. I don't have time to put it on the board now, but it's there. Chav Tes Aleph and Yisavet. I'm not even sure Yisavet is on the Barry line. You'll tell me for next time. I don't have time now, but tell me for next time. It says both. Here's the answer, Abosai. Here's my Chiddush. The answer to this kasha. Yes, it's true. In the Gemara and Pesachim, my Bava talks about liquids, where there's no Hachboda. That's just to be mavlia. You have rotev into the cheres. You have truma going into the korban pesach. That's enough to have just the fact that the top one is hot or cold. Matatoy lo chongo. Heat rises according to Shmuel. Heat sinks according to Rav. That's enough. But over here, ha'elyon machmir al tachton umaflito. You want something to get something out, something which is absorbed in something, out of it and into something else. That's much harder. For that you require the hachbid. In addition, that's what I wanted to say. You need both svaras. You need the heat rises and the ouch factor. That the there is a chboda of one on top of the other. I think it's a gevaldik teretz. Why is it? This helps me in my case. The microwave case. Right? What was the microwave case? The microwave case, according to the Chavazaz, they wanted to say tato govar. Okay, it's not machbid, but the worst case, it's bolea, but it's not machlit. Even if the top of the magav is treif, it's never going to make your milch insufflation treif, because it's not going to come out. That's an extra svara I wanted to throw in. The idea of these two svaras versus one, two svaras are better than one, is relevant in the following context as well, which is as follows. You may recall that this is going to make Shmuel more powerful than Rav, because Shmuel has two things going for him in Tatogava. Number one, it's the ouch factor, because it's stationary b'mkomo and all that stuff. And number two, he holds that heat rises. As opposed to Rav holds that heat sinks, but he has to admit the fact is that the one at the bottom is there first, and the one at the bottom is machp on the top of it, etc., etc. Why is this relevant? We've had a Chazanish a while ago, to answer the kash against the Rashbam. If the Rashbam holds that what? Now what? One more time. Rashbam holds that Iwi does not cause Bishul at all, not even a bit, not even a Kadei Kalipa, nothing, only Bliya, not Bishul. Then why is it, according to Rav, if I put a hot potato, a cold potato, into the hot pot, that we say it's Mevashul, at least Kadei Kalipa, as we saw the Yad Yehuda and Chazanish said? Why? We should say that it's Ilog Omar. So the Chazanish answered, Ilog Omar is not as palpable as Tatog Omar. Why? Because the law of Gova means the heat sinks, but you have to admit that the Tatar was there first. So there are two Sfaras going against each other. Two Sfaras are going against each other, so then the Rashbam will concede that the that even according to Rav, that holds the law of Gova, there will be at least a Bishul of Kudei Klipa. Only according to Shmuel, that it's both factors in the same direction. Right? The bottom is cold, and the bottom is there in its own place. Then he'll say there's no Bishul whatsoever. Atkan. Now our final point. Last point of all. And that is, who's right in the most fundamental of all questions that we started already? Mamish, the first day, last Monday, we started this year. So I have a Darkei Tshuva who claims that the machlokes between, I'm sorry to say, between me and the others, is an old machlokes, going back to the time of the Minchas Yaakov. Who is the Minchas Yaakov, Rabbi Asa? The Minchas Yaakov, what a parish. Where is it? Yeah. On the Torah's Chatas. Torah's Chatas written by the Ramo. It's no who's who. The Ramo or Torah's Chatas. That's one of his well, many Sfarim. The Akimosha, we want the Torah's Chatas. This is the Ramo. Minchas Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Reicher, was a tremendous goyin. He wrote the Chok Yaakov and Nichos Pesach. I think it's, if I'm not mistaken, it's the same author. I think you know from the earlier Achronim, whose works are treasured, but Minchas Yaakov. So the Darkei Tshuva, I'll tell you, I found my own paper trail. Darkei Tshuva was referred to by one of these Sfarim, I think it could be the Osohada, someone told it to me. It's in Simen Kuf Hei Sivkot Nayim. Darkei Tshuva is a classic, say if everybody has it. And Darkei Tshuva Simen Kuf Hei Sivkot Nayim, which is on Sif Hei Kuf Hei Sif Gimel. We were just reading Kuf Hei Sif Gimel before. Tato Gover Al Elyon Umechamemo. I like that word of Mechamemo. Rashi said that. That means it makes it hot, otherwise it garnished. I'll read you the Darkei Tshuva says about the word Mechamemo. Look at Chavos Das Tzadi Aleph, who says, even if it stays cold, it still causes what? Causes Bliya. Fine. The Minchas Yaakov, Klal Beis, Sivkot Nehei, disagrees. Disagrees? Let me read it to you. Klal Beis in Minchas Yaakov Sivkot Nehei holds like me. Oh, I was so excited. What a great ally. Beis Hei. This is his fault. He's like this. Kili. Hold on. Habosar Atzmo Miktsos Acham Shiatzol Eres Habosar Nessa, Masha ain kainim ain ayat soletis, Azayadi chen of Yamalchenu. Kavan lonis basha gam ain yat soletis bo. Nothing, there could be no blia. Never pushut. There could be no blia. There could be no blia. Pushut. To the Minchas Yaakov, Klal, Beis, and Cotton Hay. Comes the Prima Godim. Give me your green sugar. I want to read it to you from inside. The Prima Godim, Rabbi Osai, and says he doesn't know what the Minchas Yaakov is talking about. Those have the green, please look inside. The green, it's in the Prima Godim, Sif Seidas, Simen Samach Tes, Sivkot Mem Dalet. Look inside. He follows the, we'll call the standard understanding, that there can be a Blia even without a Yatzel Letters Bo. Look inside. Quotes of Michas Yaakov, Kosov Dvar Chiddush. Dvar Chiddush. The quotes from the Torah's Chatos. Look at, everyone see it? It's Sif Seidas, it's page Yud Beis in my print. Sif Seidas, top right, whole line two. Kosov Dvar Chiddush. That the Mem Yud, Michas Yaakov. Kosov Dvar Chiddush. Look inside. Zelashon Arab means the Ramah there in Torah's Chatos, and Samua Bikdera Shemiktsos Seicham Yatzal Eresbo Asura Pirish That's the lettuce bow. Achaticha koi. For kol shenyat the lettuce bow. Av shiasas bekdera. Muteres. Says there are prima gonims. Vuhu pele bienai. It's a pele. Uledvora betochev kav choleves liore rosachas venyat the lettuce bekav lishteri. He'll say, yes. Yes. Until it gets hot, nothing happens. There's an Aruch HaShulchan that says, Bliya does not happen instantaneously. It has to get hot. Aruch HaShulchan is a Shetosa. Not for this moment. Umi was at Tos. He says, wrong. The Mikomako Maflu Mavliya. He says, no. It will happen. He thinks it's all wrong. Uma Shehevi Rem. Uma Shekosa Bagos Share Dura Shar Beis. That's where the Minchas Yaakov got it from. Got it from the Hagos Sharedura Shar. That's written by the Truma Sadesh. You go really back in time. It's in Shar Beis Sifkotin Beis. I brought that too. I brought that with me, so I should be able to read it to you. It's my final citation for the sugya. Shar Beis Sifkotin Beis in the Hagos Sharedura, which is written by none other than the Truma Sadesh. It's from the Gedolei Olam. Shar Beis. I don't know what anything is over here. Shar Beis, Sivkotin Beis, and Agos Shari Dura. It's very short, it's two lines. He writes as follows. Ele mitzos ohoyacham, imayat soledes bo asura, vimla muteris. Hey, Samu, what do you mean yad soledes? Yad soledes in what? Yud Samach Beis doesn't tell you what Beis stands for. Asura, what's it going on? The Chaticha, Samua goes on the Chaticha. Samuha, Lashon the Keva, is on the Chaticha. Says the Prima Gadim, he got it all wrong. Hamayin, here. The Mashi has a letter about Koya Chaticha. Hamayin Yired Yeshlomar Akedera Umilas Bo Toshim the Kedera. Kemoshe Metzino b'machabe pomerabos uvashach efshe b'kivin kosav bo lahosev hamila ala kedera below abosar nearly. No, my dear, it's going on a chaticha. That's also lashon the keva. The simple read of that God Sharidura, I often honestly, it's like the Minchas Yaakov is correct. So I have on my side to summarize. I have a Ravan, I think, is on my side, and the Shumas Adeshen, and I have a Minchas Yaakov, not Shumas Adeshen. Truma Sadeshin, right? And the Minchas Yaakov, Aruch HaShulchan. I think they're all saying that if it doesn't get hot, it's not going to have any bliya, no matter what. I rest my case. There are great gedolim against, I confess. And that was the machlekes from so many years ago, remains unresolved to this day. Rabosai, we chazit today, a chazara protis, not a chazara klolis, but I'd rather start the sugya of Chanan on Sunday, B'siyat with the Numar Makomas. On Sunday, Mr. Shem B'siyat Adishma. I wish everybody a good Shabbos. And thank you for your forbearance. Here's the green. Don't forget.
Any updates? Lots 30.
No, I have to do it. Give me your phone. Your phone number I have on my list.